land. To Dubin. Hello, neighbor, and greetings again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Beloved, it's our joy and privilege to come into your presence again today to share God's Word. And may I invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and turn with us to the book of Romans, the 6th book in the New Testament. And that's where we're going to be studying today. So I hope you have a New Testament. If not, then if you will write to us, we will be delighted to send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament. You get pencil and paper, and I'll try to remember to give you our mailing address at the end of the broadcast. It's quite simple, and we do look forward to hearing from you. Your letters are always a rich blessing to us. As a matter of fact, perhaps I ought to just go ahead and give it to you right now, because I may forget. Our name, capital B-O-B, Bob, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs, capital P, capital O, capital B-O-X, that goes on the next line, capital P, capital O, capital B-O-X, and you put a period and a space between each letter, capital P, period, space, capital O, period, space, capital B-O-X, 825. That's our post office box, 825. And then the next line is capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That stands for Ignacio. That's the town we live near. Capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That's the abbreviation for the state we live in. Capital C, capital O, period. And then the zip code is very important. The zip code is 81137-0825. Again, the zip code, 81137-0825. And in the last line, you will put capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period. That's for United States of America. And it's very important you have that on your letter, or we will not receive it. We do look forward to hearing from you, and it will be our privilege and joy to mail to you a packet of materials with our first 3 Bible correspondence lessons in it. And also, we'll send you a pocket calendar, we'll send you our picture, we'll send you gospel tracts, we'll send you other Christian literature, and if you do not have a New Testament, please state that, and we'll send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. Now, today in Romans chapter 4, what shall we say then that Abraham our father is pertaining to the flesh hath found? For if Abraham were justified, declared righteous, by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham believed God. That is, he took God at his word, and God counted it to him as righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. That is, the person who tries to earn his salvation, it's not by grace, but it's something that he tries to earn on his own. And, beloved, you cannot get salvation through your own effort, through your own works, through your own endeavor. The Bible tells us that all of our works are as filthy rags in the sight of God. It's like you took, there's a smudge on a white wall, and you take a rag that has dirt in it, and you try to wipe off the smudge. It just smears the smudge. It just makes the dirt worse. And, beloved, that's what our works look like in the sight of God, because our works are affected by sin. We're all infected by sin, and we've all sinned, and because we've all sinned, we've come short of measuring up to God's standard of holiness, purity, and righteousness. And thus we see that works cannot save anyone. Verse 5, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." That faith is counted for righteousness. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 tells us in the New Testament, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." The word grace is God's undeserved favor, the favor that God extends to us to offer us salvation. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves." Even the faith is not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so our salvation is a gift of God. Even faith to believe is a gift of God. And if we will exercise and accept that gift, and by faith put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we can have salvation, forgiveness of sin, and be justified. Verse 6, "Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered." Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute or charge sin. Oh yes, beloved. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not charge sin. Oh, yes. Beloved, because of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are declared righteous and just and holy when we acknowledge our sin, ask the forgiveness of Almighty God, and invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our life and forgive us for our sin. The Holy Spirit comes in, John 3:6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Holy Spirit of God is the spirit of man." The Holy Spirit moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation. As we by faith put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior, God then sends the Spirit of God into our spirit to do the work of salvation, to make us pure and clean and holy, and to justify us, to declare us righteous in the sight of God. And the Holy Spirit begins to live within our spirit as God's guarantee of our salvation. So blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute or charge sin. Oh, how blessed it is to know we're forgiven, to know that our sins are blotted out, to know they will never be remembered against us anymore. Verse 9, "Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only?" Now remember, when Abraham was called by God to be the father of the nation of Israel, God gave him this covenant, and the seal of the covenant was circumcision. The foreskin was cut off as a symbol that Abraham and his descendants, all the males of his descendants, had the foreskin cut off. And this was to indicate that they were God's separated people, separated from the rest of the world as followers of Almighty God. and in keeping of the covenant, the agreement that God made with Abraham, that they would be a chosen people above all people on earth, separated unto God. That was the purpose of circumcision. And so he's asking a question, cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. It was before Abraham was circumcised that he believed God, and that God counted it to him for righteousness. You see, the nation of Israel, many of the Jewish people would say, oh, you've got to be circumcised to belong to the Lord. That's what they are saying. They put the emphasis on circumcision. God says, no. It's by faith. It's not by works. It's not by what you do. It's by your acceptance of the Lord Jesus as Savior and putting your faith in Him. And so he says in verse 10, how was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And thus we see this was a covenant of an agreement between Abraham and his descendants as God's chosen people. And yet, he says that it was also made him the father. What made him the father of all who believe is faith. That all who by faith believe in and accept Jesus as Savior and believe in the Lord God, they are counted righteous because of faith, even as Abraham was counted righteous by faith, not by circumcision, not by works, but by faith in Almighty God. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet, being uncircumcised. This was a proof that he believed in God, and it was a work of righteousness, proving that he had yielded to Almighty God, had put his faith and trust in God, and was going to walk in obedience to God, even as God told him to do, that he might be the father of the nation of Israel, that he might be the father of all them that believe. Though they be not circumcised, that is, myself, I've not been circumcised, but I've believed in Jesus Christ. I've accepted Christ as my Savior. And so, Abraham, I am under that agreement that he is a father of all who believe, and thus even my father by faith in Almighty God, through faith. Through faith, you see, not by works, but through faith. Father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. Till next time.